Good morning, I'm John Norton. This is Morning Edition at 7:44, and this is New Used Car from Chicago Farmer's latest album, Midwest Side Stories.
Today we'll move on up to the
Chicago Farmer is Cody Dekoff, a Delavan native now living on the west side of Bloomington. Chicago Farmer makes a much-anticipated return to the Castle Theater in downtown Bloomington tonight. Right now he joins us in the GLT studios. God, Cody, I love this song. Good morning, Cody Dekoff. Great to have you back here at GLT.
Great to be back.
And it's great to have you back. How special is it to play the Castle Theater for you?
Oh, it's the best. It's definitely my favorite place to play. I've been hitting the road hard for the last 6 months to 12 years. So it's always great to play in front of the hometown crowd. And the Castle is just amazing. You know, back in the day, we used to have to make our own music venues and play in people's garages and basements, and now we have a beautiful place like the Castle where I get to come do my thing. It's pretty amazing.
Well, that gets me to what I want to ask you about. I've talked to a lot of musicians over the past, ever since we've talked especially, and asked them what the catalyst was for the resurgence of the music scene in Bloomington Normal, and a lot of people agreed, yes, there's been a resurgence, and they certainly mentioned the Castle Theater, but they also mentioned you and Ed Anderson as a catalyst for jump-starting the music scene. I want to play you something that the guys from Jacked Up said during an interview last December.
Cool. Right. In the same way, I feel like Ed and Cody took this town, kicking and screaming against their will, and made a scene out of nothing.
Huh.
I feel like their niceness, honestly, like their personalities, like that they're such genuinely good people, made the scene.
I knew I liked those guys. No, that's really really humbling to hear him say that. And he's a good dude himself. I know him well. I'll send him a check. But
from your perspective, how much truth is there in that?
I remember, you know,
I mean, did you have a feeling that, you know, consciously you're trying to do something, or was it just?
No, I remember going to shows and being really, really young, and I'd be at a show with Ed, and we'd be talking about musicians, and he'd be like, "Those guys are lifers." And I didn't really know what he meant at the time, but I guess now that I look back, I guess now I'm kind of a lifer, and Ed's a lifer too. You know, we've been in it just full, you know, full throttle for so many years, and we just, we're kind of stubborn. I think you have to be a musician and an artist, and we just didn't want to give up, and so we kept forging ahead, and so many people in this community supported us. And so we also gave back to the community. I know for several years we did the Holiday Jamboree, which, you know, did a lot for a lot of charity stuff around the area. And now our friend Morgan's putting together events in the to give back as well. So, yeah, I think this is what we love to do. So we kept forging ahead and brought along as many people on our path as we could.
Well, you travel around a lot on your touring. Do you see a similar vibe in other towns, or is this somewhat special in Bloomington Normal now?
I think it is special here. Yeah, there's thriving music scenes, but there's also a lot of communities that are really down, and they just don't have the support as we do.
Seems to be a camaraderie among musicians, among bands in town.
Yeah, I see a lot of negativity when I hit the road, but I think Bloomington's great because everybody's in it together. It doesn't matter if you do, you know, hip-hop or folk or blues or whatever, everybody's kind of like, hey, you know, we kind of scratch each other's backs quite a bit, too. You say, you know, you support my thing, I'll support your thing. And then to have, you know, the Castle and GLT and these other outlets get behind us, it's really made a big difference.
When we talked last, was it October, November? We talked last fall, and you had just released Chicago Farmer's Midwest Side Stories. You were really geeked about it.
Correct.
How are you feeling about it now? Is it better? Is it different?
It's been great. Yeah, it's kind of exceeded my expectations. Released it in late September, early October, and I think we're still in like the top 10 on some folk radio charts and stuff like that. And the crowds have really grown. And, you know, I'm used to people singing along to my old songs, but now they're coming out and singing along to these new songs, and it's really, really something special.
It's always encouraging when you just release an album, folks are singing along in the crowd.
Absolutely.
What are they telling you? What are your fans telling you about the album?
I think they really like that. It's different from the last one. It still kind of has certain things that every Chicago Farmer thing has, but I really took some strides on it. It got a little, I guess, more personable and more, you know, just keep reflecting the times that we're living in, and I think they appreciate that.
Well, you're playing at Castle Theater tonight. Willie Watson is opening for you tonight. Music geeks know who Willie Watson is, but yeah. I would guess a lot of folks don't. This is exciting, too.
Yeah, we're sharing the evening. We played together in Nashville, Indiana. All these Indiana towns have Nashville's and Bloomington's. And so we kind of hit it off and got a good rapport going, and we're doing some shows in Wisconsin on Friday and Saturday, and tonight we're sharing the night, and it's really an honor. He was in the band Old Crow Medicine Show.
Yeah.
And you know, when I used to travel around doing my thing, we would be listening to those guys all the time. And so he went solo, and now he also plays with Dave Rawlings and Gillian Welch, which is pretty amazing. And he's just got a crazy voice. I can't wait to hear his voice in the Castle. And he also plays an amazing guitar and banjo, and great performer.
Any special tricks for you tonight?
I've got some new stories, a few things up my sleeves. I'm going to throw in a cover or two that I've never played, and some new stories, of course.
Okay. Cody Dekoff, a.k.a. Chicago Farmer. Great to see you in the morning. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Have
always
a great show tonight. Yeah.
Thank you. Hope to see you all there.
Cody Dekoff, a.k.a. Chicago Farmer. Doors open at 7 tonight at the Castle. Music starts around 8 o'clock. Chicago Farmer at the Castle Theater. This is Farms and Factories from his latest album, Midwest Side Stories.